Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, we are here with the finale of Arcana Arms, and I'm just going to say, this does not go the way you expect. I promise. Enjoy.
So we leave with it. We leave the general store carrying a keg of gunpowder, three paint cans, and a small pallet of lard.
A pallet of bear traps.
Oh, and the bear traps. That's right. Yeah, a heap of bear traps.
Alas, this is driving a forklift of bear traps.
Just went to Menards.
I can't believe you got your certification. That's so funny.
Education for young women is very important.
Yes, it is. Now, here, I think when we see the seamstress, perhaps we should play our cards a little closer to the chest.
We should probably hide the things that we're carrying, then.
The sound of the forklift is in the distance.
The sound of the forklift honks.
Well, we can just tell her that we're doing some home maintenance.
Bear traps.
And gunpowder.
You know what? I park the forklift, a respectable distance from the seamstress, and I cover it with bushes and foliage.
Mel Brooks would be proud. You head over to the sheriff's office where right now the deputy is sitting outside, sewing a dress back together.
Please, please, I need help. Anybody, I need a dress for tonight. I have nothing to wear, please.
Seems like, ma'am, can I help you?
Oh, I need a seamstress, not a deputy. I need someone to fix me up a dress to wear tonight to a fancy poker game.
A fancy poker game in Eastwood, huh? That's a new one. But I suppose I am the seamstress as well as the deputy. I got a couple dresses in my shop.
I'd love to take a look.
Certainly, and she walks you over to her shop. Let's go inside. We'll get you sized up and we'll get you fitted.
These are my traveling companions.
I figured a lady about town as you must have some escorts to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
I am Dina's friend, Molassos.
Molassos? Did you say that?
Molassos is different. No, it's pronunciation.
My apologies.
Molassos.
My very dear friend from school.
Yes, and she wants me to go with her to this elaborate party, and I need something to wear as well. You see, I'm not as well dressed as she is.
It's
you heard what the lady
every
said.
Every poker game is a party if you know how to play.
Well, we are going to party at this poker game. I'm sure you understand this is going to be a high society event. I brought here two dates to escort me into the poker party.
That's right. I'm Ignatius Bartholomew Thingamajig. I am her longtime will they, won't they. It seems like we have a lot of compatibilities. We haven't explored it that much, but maybe we'll be able to strike up a bit of a rapport. Who knows? I might be driven mad with jealousy and lust at this poker game, and we'll see where that leads.
That would certainly be an interesting turn of events.
I'm Creedon Soonsayer. I'm her short time, have they, did they?
Yeah, yes.
Who knows?
So as you can see, that's sort of our whole thing.
I thought it was Molassos.
Well, if you used a dialect.
But she said, I said molasses, then she said Molassos. So which one is
molasses,
it?
Molassos, let's call the whole thing off.
Fair enough. Let's get you fitted for that dress, honey.
I stand on top of the fitting stool and
we do a montage.
Like, she's taking your measurements. She's like sewing it together. It's like, well, okay. Please go in the back and try it on.
Oh, absolutely. And while I do, if my friends ask you any questions about the town or things that happen here, that's just because we're trying to get the lay of the land. We're normal folk. All right, I'll be in the fitting room.
Hey, this is a crazy question, hypothetical. If you were a notorious outlaw named We'll just call him Borgen Bread. Do you have any brooding masculine vulnerabilities, perhaps a secret nobility that swims beneath the heart of what appears to be a violent and dark beast on the outside?
I see.
The narrator kind of implied that we would be, you know, going in for this guy, but it seems like he just hangs out with a bad crowd and does bad things.
So... I will not deny that more that this Borgen Bread, as you called
Borgen
him,
Bread.
Borgen Bread, it's all relative. Things,
but he used to live in this town before he left. He came back to be what he was. Now, my understanding, and from what I've heard when he has been drinking himself in the bar, is that he may have left a kid back east that he's trying to get back to. I think he's kind of stuck leading potentially this group of outlaws that maybe if he was convinced, and this is all hypothetical, mind you, to simply go be with his son, well, the
Brand,
gang,
Brandon Bread.
I don't know the son's name, but let's assume Brandon Bread. Right. He might, the gang might fall apart in his absence.
Really?
I see.
You don't think there would be a power grab?
The
a bread
only one
rush.
I would worry about is that a potentially tall, lanky fellow named Robson.
One name or two name?
Doesn't
is it Robson? Robertson?
Robson.
Once again, hypothetically speaking, he might try and do something. He's a... if you were to compare, Morgan has principles.
Whereas sorry, Robson Borg. Has, Robson has a crime, a civic crime for a first name and a moral crime for a last name. So,
yes, he is a man possessed of no noble nature.
Ah, sort of a Wolverine saber-tooth situation.
Hmm.
Yes.
You should know that in our timeline, in our universe, X-Men was developed much more quickly.
X-Men already and happened,
Franklin
even the movies.
The X-Men comics while Thomas Paine did whatever we said Thomas, Captain Planet, that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben Franklin wrote those X-Men comics, they were way hornier.
That's hard to believe in sometimes.
Have you heard of, I mean, Ben is nasty. So, Triple great.
Ben nasty. Triple X-Men so with it, Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel also came very early.
We developed him much, much quicker in the timeline.
Goodness. I come out of the
right. Okay.
Is this pretty?
Oh, I faint from your beauty.
We need a doctor.
Sweet. I'll take it.
We didn't get the deputy's name, did we?
Deborah.
Deborah. Is Deborah of an age with Morgan Red?
Are they the same age?
Are they like around the same age? Yeah.
You would hazard a guess that maybe Deborah's a little bit younger. Like Morgan might be in his like early 40s. She's like in her mid 30s.
So Credence says, you mentioned that Morgan grew up around here. Did he grow up? Did you grow up with this man?
Kinda. He was about 10 years my senior, maybe a little bit less, so I didn't hang out with him too often, but I remember him when he was younger.
Did he ship his son off east, or...?
No, he went off east because, well, this town was never much of anything, even when it was thriving, during the 12 Fort War. So... he moved out east to kind of get away from that and to hopefully make something of himself. But I don't know what happened over there, but when he came back, he was like this.
So it's likely he had a son out west or
east.
Wherever.
East,
excuse me. Excuse
directions me. Don't so, matter.
You know what? It's all higgledy-biggledy.
Something east so, always east.
He's a negligent father. And is using these emotions and taking what this energy that he should be putting towards his child, he's taking it out on this this oasis, this town that could have been.
Yeah, what is keeping this guy here? He's got money. He can go back east.
I think it's mostly it's partially the gang. I think he views himself, one, as their father as well.
Oh, he's got a gang of surrogate sons. Mm-hmm. When I was a younger man, I had myself a violent gang of criminals that I treated just like a son of my own. I know exactly where this man is coming from.
Who hasn't? I ask you.
How old do you reckon the boy is?
Hard to say. Once again, I've only heard him speak of him when he's drunk, so I think he didn't know about him until he got back this way.
So Morgan is a drinker.
To drink?
Occasionally. He doesn't, you know, he tries to limit himself. He, you know, doesn't want to lose himself in the drink, but he's been known to imbibe now and again.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any crippling childhood anxieties or fears that we could, like...
I'm talking about some real Dan Brown stuff. It doesn't have to impact the rest of the plot, but usually once or twice a book, it'll come up at a critical moment.
Yeah, sure. His dad made him shoot his pet cat when it got sick. There you go. There's
That's horrible. Well, so we're not recreating
so
that.
So he's scared of guns? No, we know he's not scared of guns. Is he scared of cats?
I think he's more...
Scared of the love of a father.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
scared
it.
Scared of the love
I
of a father.
I think you're right.
I was about to say that we stage a production of Cats, but it's much, much better to play the father
him.
Angle.
We adopt him.
We adopt him.
Can you forge adoption papers, Credence?
A mother at my age?
Look at my... What skill would that be?
Skullduggery. It's for crimes.
And then what would that be? Like what skill? What like?
I
what
guess
statistic
like,
would that be?
Maybe wands. I don't know.
If it's wands or cups, yeah.
Wands, maybe coins.
Yeah, wands. Credence rolls a 6 on forgery. So. I don't think that we can do adoption
papers.
It just says
very official adoption papers. I don't 100%.
Oh gosh. Credence, I had such faith in you.
What if we just create a situation or story that resembles his story? Right? If
a play within a play.
Oh, like that one Piglet written by that one guy, the bard.
Yes.
We should mention in this setting, Shakespeare was actually developed much later and had a heavy furry influence. So
the main
characters are animals.
Did Shakespeare make cats in this universe?
Yes, he did.
Right. And Gordy the screenplay cats. To Gordy.
Oh God,
not big.
Let's focus first. We gotta get that address. That's where all of our stuff is. I'm very attached to my stuff. We win the poker game, and then we can, you know, sort through all of our lethal and non-lethal, emotionally devastating plans, and hope that this seamstress just really knows how to keep a fucking secret, huh?
Because once again, we have completely...
InfoSec, not great.
Your ability to keep a secret... is terrible, I'll speak frank, but I will not tell Morgan Red of your plans to emotionally devastate and or kill him.
Thank you.
And or adopt.
No one said kill this time.
It could
no
be.
One
we
said
could,
kill.
Could
that's
be
your editorializing.
We could be trying to adopt him still.
Yep.
Or your plan to adopt him somehow. I'm sure. Whatever. I won't tell Morgan. It's
we could adopt. We could adopt him, and then we could abandon him in the east.
That's menacing.
Turnabout is fair play.
Do you still need any dresses or suits for the fancy poker game party you're going to?
Whoa! We would want to know. Do you have an in at all with the gang itself? We understand that they have dealt directly with you in the past, and. While you might not trust each other, you at least have an established dynamic.
I mean, occasionally I'll throw one of them in the drunk tank for the night when they can't ride their horse. But that's about it. Like, I try not to interfere with their business in fear of being shot like the last sheriff.
But if we, say, asked you to deliver a message for us, that would be something that you could do?
I mean, I don't know where they hide out. The next time one of them's in the drunk tank, I can hand them a letter, I suppose.
Ah, damn, really need that address.
You know, gangs might try and keep their hideout secret, so people who, you know, might be associated with the law or seeking vengeance don't easily find them.
Oh, I don't think you could mistake our group for being associated with the law, so that's fine.
I also said seeking vengeance.
I just had an idea. What if we try to romance them at this poker game? Get them to take us back to their base for a little hanky-panky.
Strip
poker. And while we're there, we can do our actual plan.
Honestly, I think the two of you between, I really do trust that he's a very good poker player, and I really do trust that you could bed just about everybody who's not that weirdly ironclad bartender.
Thank you.
So however we do it, I think we got to get from these folks their address. From there, we can move forward with all of our other various dark machinations.
So from the window of the seamstress's place, we will say that, yeah, Credence, you noticed the candle in the window, indicating that these gang members have arrived for poker.
The candle in the window.
The British are coming. So
that's by land, too.
Well, it'd be weird if they got to Nevada by sea.
Impressive.
Would be weird, but I'm not ruling it out.
Very impressive if they did.
The Pacific Ocean stretches all the way to the...
I hope they dealt with those sea bears.
Water bears. Water bears.
The Nevada That's water bear.
Nevada water bears. The bear traps are shaped like lily pads to distract them and confuse them.
They are very tiny. I'm learning these are very small bear traps.
So, just out of character, just so we're clear, I'm going to challenge them to a game of poker where I wager an unspoken like truth, because I can't put your hideout on the line without raising suspicion.
Well, there we want to lure them in, right? Because we want to kind of escalate to the location of the hideout. Or maybe it's our attractive friend here has taken an interest in you. And
so there's that. There's also
their gang.
Exactly. I can play to join their gang.
There we go.
Yeah.
Then they gotta take us.
We kind of just infiltrate after party at their lair. We're all just hanging out, having a good old time,
and we can blow up the fort. Nobody needs to worry about it.
Boom! And I just scatter bear traps along the perimeter of their joint.
We'll get them real drunk, and this is great. This is ironclad.
All right.
All right.
Cannot fail.
So we will cut to the poker game then. The three men are currently sitting, playing their game with drinks. You walk in, and what do you do from there?
I say hi to old Sal.
He gives you a polite nod.
And I sit down to play like nothing's the matter.
The three men kind of look at each other, then look at you. One of the men who clearly has a lot of either sleep deprived or something's going on with his eyes, like, we help you?
Well, you getting ready to play?
Yeah. You want in?
I surely do.
You got the coin?
Oh, I was thinking that we could play for something a little bit other than the coin, but I could start off with a coin. I don't have much on me at the present moment. I do have a pittance. I take out whatever money that I do have, which I assume is enough to cover like small blind of like or the big blind of like a game.
You have enough to cover like the first couple hands of poker, provided everything goes well. But not sure what you meant by not playing for coin, but you've got the coin, you can play.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this is three or four members of the gang.
This is three. Yeah, you can kind of guess who each one is based on powers of deduction. The man who was just speaking was Black Eyed Cade. Mm-hmm. You look around, you see one of them has three fingers on his left hand. That's Thorn Three Fingers.
It's a dead giveaway. Yep.
And the last one must be Pedro the Peril.
Pedro the Peril. What looks perilous about Pedro?
He is just strapped to the nine with guns and knives.
Ooh. Like, okay.
He's one of
like
those
a 90s comic book character.
Yeah.
How many pouches does he have on his bandolier?
No pouches. It's just the bullet bandoliers.
Gotcha. But like way too many of them, like a Final Fantasy character, just lots of belts.
More than Love you should realistically have, because you will never ever use all the bullets on there anyway. Nor does he seem to have the guns that fit every type of bullet he has on him. So it's more of a stylistic choice
than he's got his aesthetic and he's rocking it, and that's respectable.
He knows what he's about. He's about having guns and knives and ammo, so that's what he has.
Yeah. It's been like one day since the attack that they did on the train. So there's no way that I would have heard about it like just ambiently, right? I can't like make a comment about that. I could make a comment about the mining car though, right?
That one was like months ago now, so right, you might have heard news about it. The one that just happened today, there's absolutely no way you would have heard. You would have heard if you are a civilian passing through.
So I want to play the first hand completely straight, and I want to lose. So
okay, now you are trying to convincingly lose this hand. You're not just playing it badly.
Yes, I want to convincingly lose this hand.
Do a gambling check. You can draw two and take the highest for your, because convincing a bunch of gang members that you're losing a hand, they're fine with you losing. So
yeah,
you get some advantage on this.
And this would be, I'm guessing, wait a second.
I can say either cups or coins for this.
Cups or coins. Okay. I'm going to try to make all of my gambling rolls, cups, because I have a two in coins. That is a base of seven. And let me turn over. That is a king. So.
Yeah, that is a 14. Then, you easily can, lose this hand. You play it up perfectly. They think you just lost, as anyone loses a hand of poker, just bad luck.
Mm-hmm. And then I say,
he's terrible!
Oh, we gotta play another hand. That was just a warm-up.
Well, I mean, you're losing your coin there, son, but looks like you got enough to cover another
hand. I've got enough for another hand. And in the second game, I want to start to... I'm really going to try to win, but I'm also going to, more importantly, I'm trying to basically like grease the wheels of them being like, I want to open the door to them like entertaining the idea of me joining them. Like I want to win them over, basically.
All right. So for that, I would say the gambling, we can keep it the same way it is. You don't draw two anymore because you're trying to actually win a hand of poker. But we will say that for the convincing them, that is going to be persuasion. And I'm going to probably...
This has got to be cups, right?
Yeah, I would say cups because you're trying to kind of project the personality of someone who might join a gang.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is everyone else doing while he's playing, by the way?
Is there like a player piano or something in this joint?
Yeah, no one's playing it right now. Whoever was playing it, left once the gang members showed up, but there's a piano there.
I'll do that. I'm going to try to like... provide some atmosphere to this subterfuge.
Mm-hmm.
Molasses is at the bar sipping whiskey, just in case the situation turns sour.
Bill, the barkeep, will kind of like lean into your ear. He's just like, look, as long as it doesn't turn to a gunfight, if you need to, knock some heads around, that's fine. If it turns into a gunfight, Morgan's going to hear it and he's going to raise some hell.
If they don't pull guns, I don't pull guns.
Fair enough. And what is Thingamajig doing?
Thingamajig, I can't probably just watch the poker game because they'll think we're cheating. Thingamajig is, I guess, You're over there on the piano. Thingamajig is going to be laying on top of that piano, you know, really, really playing up the will they, won't they here.
Mr. Millionaire.
Please call me by my name. I have one.
All I see is dollar bill signs when I look at you.
All right. So,
I mean, will they or won't they, Bill?
Credence, if you want to pull for your persuasion and your gambling now.
All right. Persuasion. Okay. That is a 16.
Yes.
Yeah. That, yes! You're definitely success. Laying the good groundwork here. Like, you're talking up like you've robbed a couple places before. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the lingo you need to speak.
I specifically make mention of, like, I simply love what you did to that mining car. I heard all about that.
That was a piece of work, Morgan, playing there.
I'd like very much to meet this, Mr. Morgan.
We'll see how the night goes, son. Maybe we can talk to him for you.
Cool. And then the gambling check. Let's see. Oh, okay. So that is a jack. So that's a 17? Or no, that's a... Is a how
so
much is
a
jack?
It's a 12. 12.
Okay, 12.
10, page is 11. Jack would be 12. Queen.
Oh, so the jack alone is 12. So yeah, I got a 19. I got a 19.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Baby.
Yeah, you definitely, like, you clean up a couple hands, actually. This conversation goes over the course of a couple hands. You're cleaning up. You're smart enough to not always clean up to make sure they don't get mad at you for winning and taking their money.
Right.
But you're still getting more than you are losing.
So this is going great. It's not my goal to beat them necessarily, though. Like, I still want to work up to, like, playing to enter the gang. I was going to do that by, like, losing and then being like, hey, one more hand and I don't have anything to put up, but, like, I'll join your gang. But now that they know that I want to do that, I think I just propose that anyway. Like, I'm ahead.
Well,
I'm going to give you guys a chance to... Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of the game members are losing a lot of their money. Like, they're not mad at you for it because you've been, you know, good conversationalists, keeping them entertained. So, Cumberland, well, we're pretty low here, so we might call it a night, but how about we play one more hand? You win that hand, we put in a good word for you with Morgan. Come tomorrow, he might come a calling, and you can speak to him about joining up. You lose, though. You only leave with what you came in with. The rest goes back to us.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like more than fair to me.
Then let's go.
All right, so...
I lean over to Bill. Molasses goes, this guy's a wild man.
I don't know what... I've got... How many cards do I have left in my... I've got 6 cards left in my personal deck. I've pulled a lot of high cards, but I've also pulled a lot of low cards. I think I've pulled every face card, though. I've pulled the ace, the 2, the 3.
Well, remember, if you draw your Arcana arm, that's a critical success, no matter what.
Okay. So I have a 1 in 6 chance of just rolling a crit. I've gotten the ace, the 2, the 3, the 5 out.
Sounds
but
like
I've also got... I've also got the king, the jack, the queen, and the 9 out, though.
Sounds like you still have pretty good odds.
Okay, all right. Whew, all right, so one more gambling check, right? All right, so 7 plus 6, so only 13.
Oh, use your fate point!
One fate point gets...
What was your Arcana arm again?
My Arcana arm is the 7 of... Swords? Where is it? 7 of swords. So.
7 of swords. Let's see. So
my
that...
ability lets you ask about the next course of action someone is going to do on their turn. But that doesn't actually, like, help me win this game.
No, the other option you have, and, you know, you're kind of supposed to do it before, but if you want to draw a card from our intervention deck, which we haven't done yet, we will draw a major arcana from the tarot and interpret it to the scene. If you want to spend a fate point.
That sounds cool.
Especially, yeah, if you're letting me do it after, like,
I don't think a 13 is going to be enough. So I am, if you're going to let me do it after I've seen the result, I will go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Normally it's supposed to be before, but you know, we haven't done it yet. Want to have a little bit of fun. So let me get up my Major Arcana here in this app.
So I've got 2 fate points left.
It's going to be something like you instantly die.
Death.
It's the tower, baby.
We got the wheel.
Wheel of Fortune.
Change, Wheel of Fortune. Greater forces that are outside of human control are at work here. The same forces that govern the changing of the seasons or the rising and setting of the sun is also the master of luck and the fate of individuals.
Yes!
Yeah. That feels good.
Good.
Yeah, so what I think is happening here is you got a absolute shit of a hand. Like, this hand in no way would ever win. You got nothing. You don't have a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But you, being as cool of customer as you are, you play it like you got pocket aces and you got a, you know, just 4 aces on the table. And you are expertly able to bluff these guys into losing.
Amazing.
It is pitch perfect. They buy it hook, line, and sinker. Like, a couple of them, like, almost flip the table in anger once they realize that you were bluffing them, but they're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, when Credence shows his hand finally at the end, he says, so boys, when you go back to Morgan and tell him that you played me, tell him that you found yourself a new face, man. And then he shows that he had nothing the entire time.
Boy, got some luck on your side and some voice of God on it, too.
And he to smooth things over extra, he still slides over not all of what he won tonight, but like half of the stuff that he took from them, he slides back over to their side of the table.
Mm.
They all just give nods, look at each other. It's like, I think we can see what we can do for you then. They like pat you on the shoulder as they walk out the door.
He shoots finger pistols at them. Which also were introduced way earlier in this continuity.
Molasses jumps off the stool and it's like, oh my god, such a good job! You totally did it!
I made friends... But they're gone, right?
Yeah, they are.
I made friends with murderers!
Yeah!
I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
I mean, we did want the address out of this, but I guess instead we've got to...
We can't, I can't be inducted without them.
Yeah, so basically what you have won
us
with that is... basically, Morgan Red is now going to come into town tomorrow to talk to you about essentially joining his game.
Joining the game.
Now, once he's there, he's a bit smarter than everyone else and maybe might recognize you from the robbery, but...
Oh, yikes.
Did think
We're
about
gonna
that.
Need disguises.
Did think about that.
He'll definitely might recognize have to go back me because I'm fucking
I did specifically not mention it when you were planning all this. Because I thought it'd be funnier. But yes, so Morgan Red will show up into town tomorrow, and you all can now continue your planning with that knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone in the general store, do they sell masks or, like, materials for papier-mâché that we can whip up?
You might be able to get some, like, cloth masks if you just go to the seamstress and ask to buy some cloth from her.
I'd like to do that.
Conspicuous.
I'm actually kind of planning on playing it straight. I'm a con person.
I think for you that'll work.
Yeah, I'm a con person. They're con people. You conned me. I lost that round. Let me join the winning. You've got the winning hand. I want to be with you. That's my play. So I'm not going to disguise myself.
I guess then I'll just hide and be kind of the lookout for you to kind of cover you in case, you know, shit goes down.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's only meant to meet one person.
Right.
Well, if it's tomorrow, then maybe we'll have the poison, right?
Yeah, she is making the poison tonight. You can safely assume that you can probably grab it if you get up early in the morning before Morgan Red shows up into town.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I can play the role of your dutiful wife-to-be. And I'll provide you all drinks for your little business meeting.
Oh, I love that. It fills me with jealousy.
Fills you with millions of dollars.
do a lot of gang hopefuls join with their wives?
I could be an old lady. You could assume
probably not. That is probably not something that usually happens, but... Mm.
I think he'll respect that you, you know, get around.
He'll know you fuck. That's important.
Oh, that's important. It's important for a gang. Fuck.
This Mr. gang Bill. Member fucks.
And does so loyally for life.
That's how you tell.
How about I pose as the new madam of this establishment?
Oh. Or you're Ooh. Pregnant with his child. You're going to talk on that daddy oh string.
He's going, yes. Yes.
And you're
going
to leave me.
Here's the play within oh, a play. Yes. We've discovered it.
Will that tell anger him,
like,
him?
Yeah, will you're that, knocked up. And
will that anger him? It, or...
It may humanize him to you. Like, oh, this guy went through the same thing I did. Or maybe he thinks that it's not such a special thing he did because this happens all the time.
Here's what I love about this situation. We have 14 plans. He has no idea we're doing any of them. Even with our terrible infosec. Oh, so I yeah. feel like we're good.
Yeah, either way we poison him, and but we're going to try to tug at his heartstrings.
So I guess I don't need these bear traps. So I just get the forklift and I just drive back.
Oh no! If we go back to Morgan's place, we will need the forklift and the bear traps and the lard and the paint cans and the gunpowder.
It's gonna be really hard to set up booby traps at his place. That's why I was really hoping to set up those booby traps at a venue where we were sort of in control. But I'm not against it.
That's right. If we show up and they're like all asleep or something, we would just shoot them and then run. Probably.
Maybe we could blow up his horse so he can't get away.
Oh, just his horse. Just the horse.
That's a little unkind to the animal.
No, you haven't met this horse.
Horse is a real bad,
this horse is a real
piece of work. You know that second in command they talked about being way more brutal than him? That's the horse.
That's the horse. That's
tall, lanky horse.
That's Rob Sin. The horse He's they call him.
Soul horse.
Okay, yes, I'm in for this plan. Any iteration of it that actually happens, I'm in for it.
I'm just picturing Morgan riding on the shoulders of Rob Sin everywhere. Rob the horse Sin. Why do they call him the horse? He lets you ride around on his back.
Oh, man.
The part that is most funny to me is his name's not actually Rob Sin. That was part of the whole thing of you calling him Borgen Bread. His name's Obson. O-B-S-O-N. Oh, Obson.
Right.
The idea was she was also using a fake name for him.
Got you. And we did hear Obson. We heard Obson in the intro.
Yes. I did mention it.
Darn.
The narrator. You gotta listen to the narrator.
The man at the bar who's telling the story. Listen to him.
Right. I mean, but anyway, that just means that we get to pocket this whole Robson name for later.
Feel free to use it. I will not claim it.
I never gave my name at the game. I can be Rob Sin.
That's your name now. You're Rob Sin.
I'm Rob Sin. I think it becomes you. So bad they named me Two Bad Crimes.
Were you all still planning, or should we cut to Morgan Red's ride into town after you get the poison, or should we cut to
the poison? Do we do a quick montage where we pick up the poison, and then, I feel like.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll do the quick cut of... Dina getting the poison in the morning. What was her name? Makoe does warn you that using this poison does curse your soul. I'm not sure how much that concerns you.
That's a little bit late to tell us about that.
Soul. Wow, yeah, you sold us a poison that curses your soul, and you mention it when we pick it up?
Yeah.
And there
That's
is a
the
tailor
best time
in
to
town.
Tell you because you've paid.
Well, what's one little curse? A girl's got to have a couple curses in her life.
As long as you make up for it throughout the course of your life, it's fine.
As long as I what?
No. This woman is ethically negligent. I'm calling it out right now. You've watched this entire community suffer and dwindle, being in a unique position to cure their ills, and you chose not to act. You chose to sit on your laurels, but you were fine with selling a poison to people who were going to do the murder for you. And yet we come to pick it up to do some community service. And what do you tell us? It curses your soul forever. That is unethical. Unethical. I call upon you a lack of ethics.
Now, does ending the life of a serial murderer count towards the payback of the soul?
Ooh.
Probably.
I took you to be an expert.
Well, I can see, like, I can perform a ritual to see your soul after you've done it, if that would help.
Does the ritual to see your soul also, is it like a credit check where it also damns your soul?
No.
Okay.
It gets you a soft hit on your soul. It's a soft hit on your soul, so your soul is in worse position, but that wears off quicker. I still don't think we should trust this woman in matters of ethics. She's already proven to be woefully deficient in that department.
We need the poison. That's our plan B.
And we've already paid for the poison, so I feel like we have to take it.
And if you are amenable to using it, even though it does condemn your immortal soul,
as long as I get married this year, I don't care too much about my soul.
All right.
Anyway.
That's a 5-year plan.
I'll wipe a tear away.
But yes, you've gotten the poison.
We get the poison.
It's weird that you drew the skull and crossbones right on the bottle.
That does make it harder to use. You did know.
Well, you can remove the tag. It's just a sticker. You just peel it off.
But then it's going to have that weird residue on it, and it won't look as clean and professional.
Well, like, actually, if you take a sponge and put olive oil on the sponge and then rub it off, it actually removes that.
Huh.
You really are a witch.
That's a nice fun fact. Thank you.
All right, that's a useful cleaning tip. I feel like a lot of the complaints that I have are starting to fade away. I am going to try that later. See how it works out for me.
Got so many candles with just like the stickers just scratched off. Oh, mm-hmm. It's just such mm-hmm. a waste.
Mm-hmm. It works well. But you have the poison. We will cut to Morgan Red's ride into town. Where are all of you when he's doing this? I assume that we have Credence just sitting at the bar waiting.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to dirty myself up a bit to look like somebody that, you know, is dating Credence. And sort of like be sitting next to him on the bar, sort of holding on to his arm, ready to play the role of scorned girlfriend.
And I'll do my best Bill impression and play the part.
You've worked it out with Bill?
Yeah, they worked it out last night. Chilled to play the bartender.
Have either of you...
You look exhausted. You need a rest. Spend time with your family.
It's true. Have either of you changed your appearance to not look like the people that he robbed a couple days ago?
Yeah, I look like a peasant.
Okay.
Yeah, no one could mistake the beautiful vision that she was on the
like
train.
There's just like one mark of dirt right here. Yeah. It's like, there's no way that's the same person. That would never happen.
I've got a fully blonde wig. No, I've got a beard. I look like a man.
Nice.
That is a disguise.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. It connects. It's very beautiful.
I've probably
I'm
had
handsome
you roll
as
for
hell.
This, but I have a feeling this will go a certain way anyway, so it's fine.
Wait a minute.
It's all fine. But yeah, so... and then Thingamajig, where are you?
I am gonna be... there was a drunk just passed out in the bar earlier, right?
Mm-hmm. He's still there.
Yeah. No,
you didn't see him wake up or drink more. He is still just passed out there.
Is he?
Then I carried him up to our room, and I'm just going to be passed out on the bar, which is nice. a perfect angle for me to just get filled with seething jealousy.
To just jump up in the middle of her just speech about how Credence is abandoning her, and you just jump up and is like, that's my kid!
Yeah, well, there is a chance that I will just be overwhelmed with passion and blow the whole plan. We'll see how it goes.
It happens all
the
time.
Did you set up any of the traps that you were planning already, just out of curiosity?
Not well, in the bar, right?
That's the problem.
He did ask you not to. I don't know if you followed his, you know, request. You can choose not to.
This is plan A,
a couple
which
cans
is...
of paint behind the bar.
Yeah, or just outside the bar. To have some, just, you know, at the escape points. If he's trying
Oh, that's it. Yeah, maybe I'm not. I'm not passed out in the bar. I'm on the outside. I am going to booby trap the way out.
So you can throw
I'll
paint.
Booby trap their horses. They'll turn the key in their horse and will explode.
You just drop a bucket of paint on the head of the horse. It just goes out. Just knocks it unconscious. It's like, now where will you go? You have no horse. But yes, this plan aside, Morgan Red has ridden into town, Obson with him, and they walk into the bar. You see Morgan just stoically scans the room, notices you, comes over and takes a seat next to you.
Oh, sugar, it looks like your appointment's here. I'll let you two men talk, and me and our child will go wait over there.
Ixnay on the Isle Jay.
I'm sorry, I know you don't like to talk about it on the count of...
I told you, never mind. I never wanted a son.
I'll be over here. Let me know if you need anything. Oh, maybe I'll get y'all some drinks.
And I'll just point out that ultrasounds have existed way earlier in this universe, so they do know
in this world.
They do know the sex of the baby early. So
when you educate women, technology flourishes.
Barkeep, two whiskeys, none for me. I can't drink because of the baby.
Of course, I'll get you that drink. That's no problem at all. I just pour it and I slide it across the bar.
I put the poison in it.
Roll me a stealth or skullduggery.
Jesus. As it slides, like really quickly.
Yeah, can one of us help each other with this?
Yeah,
we could have had this poured in advance if we knew that you were going to ask for whiskey.
We will say molasses can assist you with this. Or not, yeah, no, it is molasses. So yeah, molasses, you can assist in kind of covering up the act of pouring the poison into the whiskey.
Okay. The go word was, baby.
Which has been said multiple times, so.
Multiple times.
So I knew, okay, two whiskeys, right?
two whiskeys, and then the word baby.
That's, two whiskeys for each instance of the word baby, so we're at like 8 whiskeys now.
So yes, I will give you a draw 2 and take the better for this skullduggery or stealth. I will let you pick on how that goes.
Oh, that's a king.
Yeah, you definitely get that poison in there without anyone noticing.
Damn.
Morgan seems much more focused on this man who is going to attempt to join his gang. So Morgan's like,
I very, very cowishly sort of put down the drinks in front. I make sure I give the right one to Morgan.
If you didn't say that, I might have rolled it later. It would have been funny. Which wouldn't work because then the name wouldn't have matched, so whatever.
Right.
It's the difference. But all right, so yeah, Morgan's like, thank you, ma'am. So,
thank you, sir.
Wait, quick time out. Before we engage in this plan, we would have agreed on what I was supposed to call you.
That's true.
Well, yeah, well, doesn't know your name.
Right, but like we would like I don't want what am I what character are you playing? What's the name that I'm supposed to
Samantha Walker from Kansas. I grew up without a penny in the world and then I met you and my whole life changed and all I want now is a family.
So when you give the glasses and walk away, I say that's Samantha Walker from Kansas. She was born without a penny to her name. And all she
Use
wants
the whole backstory. That's good.
All she wants is a family, but I don't. I want to join your gang.
Right. Now, I'm going to state the obvious point here of I do recognize you from the train yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And?
Seems to me you might just be trying to get to me to put a bullet in my back.
So, were I to do that, would I not need to first deal with the 20 or so hired guns of yours that would be pointed at my back? And I don't plan to do that. I plan to join a well-run organization. I saw what you did on that train, and let me tell you, I've been robbed by a lot of people, but not a lot of gentlemen. And you, sir, are a gentleman.
Don't really know about that, but thank you for the compliment nonetheless. So I heard from the boys that you pretty thoroughly handed them their asses in a game of poker. So I know you at least got the steel to keep yourself in a poker game. How do you do in a gunfight?
I do passably in a gunfight. I can protect myself and my own.
Willing to put that to the test?
I'm going to need a poquito more information. Are you planning on shooting at me?
No. I'm planning on having Obson shoot at you.
I look at Obson.
Obson's and then I look, staring daggers at you.
I look back at Morgan and I say, wouldn't a simple bullseye suffice?
That can tell me you can hit a target when there's no pressure. I'm wondering about pressure.
Okay, I shoot Obson right there.
Hell yeah, dude. Yes, hell yeah, yeah, dude.
I just pull and shoot him immediately then.
That's sure. So this is certainly interesting.
Love this play. Love this play.
Obson goes down. Obson, no one was like, one, you just pulled out your Arcana arm, so now he knows you wield one.
Yeah.
First off. Second note, yeah, Obson wasn't expecting it, and you put one right between his eyes.
I scream, and I like stand up. How could I raise a son with a man who would take a life? Leave me and never come back. I'm going to raise this child by myself out west.
No, east. East. It's east.
Out east somewhere.
I say, damn it, Samantha, I love you. But I don't want a family.
You love this baby.
Wow, look at all this passion. Morgan, I have never seen something like this in my bar, not in a dog's age.
Your bar? This is Sam's bar last time I checked.
He got fired.
I pull out my shotgun and say, what the fuck? Don't talk to me like that!
And Morgan pulls his gun.
Yeah, let's fucking do this. Come on.
I did just shoot Obson, so.
Yeah, I mean, you got two guns out at the very least. So yeah, Morgan didn't drink the whiskey, mind you, because there was no time for that to happen.
Damn it! Damn it!
So this is now
that happening. Was the backup plan!
All right, so we are going to enter actual combat this time.
Work, okay.
It's just him versus the three of us?
As far as you're aware, you didn't see any of his other gang enter, and you didn't see any ride up with him.
Okay,
If you kill their king, it's over.
Is he just looking at Molasses, or is he also regarding me as a combatant?
He's regarding you. He doesn't know what you're going to do yet, so he's cautious of you. He has not actively known you're going to try and murder him.
Okay.
Because you do have a gun out, and you did just shoot Obson, probably in a way he wouldn't have accepted normally, considering he's an honorable man to an extent. But
yeah, he's a totally honorable guy who makes people duel for a job interview. He's like an honorable guy.
He wanted pressure. I offered a bullseye.
Hey, it's common interview practice for people to like work a week for a while. that there's all sorts of insane job interview practices that are accepted these days. Why not a duel?
We call this a stage. Yeah.
But yes, so we are going to use the actual combat rules. So the way it will work from now on in this combat, initiative stays the same. So since Morgan is the only actor on his side at the moment, he will obviously go first. The way you have essentially, you know, the three stress you can spend on your turn to do the actions. Once you are done with that, your turn would pass. Obviously, more actors on your side, so he's going to go, and then you all get to do what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go first, and quicker than lightning, he has that devil in your face. And he's just going to pull a shot at you.
Oh, now, no. Oh my god.
Since
oh,
man. He is made like a player character with an Arcana arm, he has his own deck. So I'm going to now draw from that.
Which is good, because that means he's got a pretty even shot of missing.
Yes, he is pretty even with you, but that does mean he also has his own Arcana arm that might, you know, come out. And that's mm-hmm. a crit, which would be bad. Mm-hmm. But he did pull the Ten of Swords.
Oh, so that's a big
definitely
one.
Shoots you.
Oh, okay.
No. You are going to take just 5 damage. As the devil, there is no sound as this time it's pulled.
Oh.
It made sound last time, but this time no. And you don't even see a bullet exit, like, the chamber of this gun. It's just
That's
a click.
Spooky. That's spooky.
And
don't love that.
Molasses, you suddenly feel as if someone shoved barbed wire into your stomach.
Oh, it feels terrible. You're such a butthole. Oh. do I get any response to that? Or no.
It's
sorry.
Still his turn. So we're doing combat normal. He's a player character. So he
oh, right,
because
he gets to shoot again. That was just one stress.
He doesn't take another shot, though. He just points the gun at you. He's like, you're going to stay down there now. We clear?
Because I want to stay down here.
On my terms.
And kick away that gun of yours.
I'm sorry, this is an Arcana arm, and it's, like, really nice. Like, what you
he,
just shot me with
He puts
like,
a bullet right
incredible.
Next to your head. Once again, no sound, but the floor just, like, splinters next to you.
It looks like that floor is experiencing menstrual pain. I figure
that
barbed wire in the stomach is
turn.
Kind of the same.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. And I go, like, oh, my God, so aggro. Like...
Calm down.
Jesus, it's like you abandoned your son or something.
It's like you abandoned your son. We've just been like we've been waging psychological warfare on this guy all morning.
Has any of it registered? I just want to know because I'm giving the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, like, there have been looks in his eyes that have definitely registered what has been going on here.
It was like 2% flop sweat, just like a little bit of flop sweat.
Yeah.
Good.
But it is now essentially all of your turns, so you may do what you wish in whatever order you wish.
I think I'm going to start screaming. I'm going to get under the table. I'm screaming like, why? Why couldn't you just turn your back on this life and raise your family? Why do you have to be like this? And then I'm going to like secretly aim my gun under my dress as I'm getting done.
I'm like... Samantha, get to a safe spot. We wouldn't want to hurt
the baby. I'm under the table. I'm just going to hold there. I'm going to aim and hold there until...
Do you want to hold in case he tries to take another shot?
Yeah, if he tries to take another shot at either my fake husband or the bartender... I want to shoot
oh,
him.
Oh, we're married now. We were
oh, my
we were
fiance.
Just
so
we were
sorry.
Just boyfriend and girlfriend.
I know your commitment just is all over the map, so sometimes I get confused.
All right,
that feels like it's coming
a quick
from a personal
note,
place.
For you know, Thingamajig, what have you heard so far is a gunshot go off in the bar, and then
screaming.
Well,
and that's yeah. really about it.
Sounds like it's going perfectly in there. Are there goons out here that I should be aware of? Did these
you
two ride into
see
town
in
alone?
The distance, that there do appear to be a couple people on horses riding in. You can't tell if they are part of Morgan Red's gang yet. You can assume very easily that most likely they are, but they are not yet in town. They probably haven't heard any of the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they are far enough away.
Bear traps.
Bear traps.
So you can have time to prepare stuff for their arrival.
Yeah, how many of them are there?
There's six of them riding in.
Six, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, like, prepare the bear traps, I think.
So are you just running out into the street, like, laying down these bear traps? And yes. Covering up mm-hmm. with a little bit of, like, dirt and sand so they don't see them riding in?
Yeah. I'm assuming that they don't have as good a vantage as they need to see all these.
Yeah, they're far enough away they can't see you doing what you're doing. Roll me a skullduggery, and whatever you feel is appropriate to, you know, at least conceal them so they don't see them riding up.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that this is a wand situation. You know, it's thinking quickly and cleverly. I get a 13 on that. That feels pretty good to
that's
me.
That's definitely good enough to at least if they're riding up fast, they're not going to notice these things. So their horses, maybe when they get off them too, they're going to, you know, get their legs caught in these bear traps. I will note.
Perfect.
There are bear traps on the field.
I'm hoping there's some NFTs in there.
In the horses?
I guess when a horse gets hit by a bear trap, I mean, even if it still has teeth, it's basically in NFT territory anyway.
It's soon for glue.
But that still leaves two of you to take actions.
Right. Oh, I want to try a play here where I want to try to walk Morgan back in like a kind of appeal to his authority kind of way. Like I want to call him boss, just inserting myself right into the hole that I've created by shooting Obson. And I want to be like, nice shooting, boss. How about we celebrate with a whiskey?
Roll me fast talk here.
Yeah, aha! Fast talking cups, right?
Yeah, I can see cups here.
All right, I have an eight in this. So, and I just lifted up an eight. So that is a 16 to fast talk him into drinking this whiskey.
So Morgan slowly sits down back in the stool, stares at you. Picks up the shot, the glass, I'm not sure exactly what you poured him. Downs it, puts it down, and looks at you like...
I down it too.
Look, son, seem like at the very least you're quick on the draw, if nothing else. I don't know if you want to do this. It sounds like your lady, who's like kind of just peers over the bar and sees like the back of her dress... You're having a kid, and sounds like she ain't gonna be around if you come with me. You sure you want to do this?
Don't think for a moment that I'm not torn up on the inside about what I have to do, but somehow, in my heart, I know I have to do this. You wouldn't know how I feel.
More than you think.
How do you mean?
We're kind of a bit out of combat here while they're still riding in town, so we'll just do this. Mm-hmm. Still a narrative scene for at the moment. As you,
well, unless Molasses
is to do something.
Molasses is like bleeding.
Yeah. Well, she's not bleeding. Like there is no external injury on her.
Oh, it's just pain. Interesting.
It's worse.
Well, I'm gonna army crawl to the door to meet Thingamajig outside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Morgan just kind of looks at you while you're crawling away, shakes his head. I got a kid back east.
You have a kid back east?
I didn't know that I was going to have a kid before I came back out here. I don't know if I could even look him in the eye with what I've done in my life. Can you take that burden? Could you... look your son in the eye with what you're going to do if you join this gang?
I'm going to ham this up a little bit. I take the bottle the whiskey came from, and I, with shaky hands, pour myself another shot, and I pour him another shot. And then I slam one down for courage, and then I say, I try to tell myself that I could, but I don't know if that's true. Maybe I couldn't. I have doubts.
I get up from behind the table. I say, baby, any man that would leave his son behind when he could still do something to fix it, well, that ain't a man at all. Now you come to me.
Damn it, Samantha, you're right. He slams the cup down on the table.
This feels like a persuasion at this point to get him to yes. do what you want him to do.
Am I getting
the play within the play?
Am I getting help? Do I get yes. to draw two?
I will actually, because you have essentially perfectly mirrored this to his real life scenario because you know what it is. I'll let you draw three and take what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's four cards left in my deck, so
hopefully one of them is the Arcana Arm, so you can crit succeed this. But
yep, the first card that I pulled is the Arcana Arm, is the Seven yeah. of Spades. Yeah.
So you can feel like whenever you draw the Arcana Arm, you can like feel what you are doing interacting with fate. And you can feel how your words are changing Morgan's fate from what he is to what you kind of want him to be.
Which is dead.
Or at least leaving the gang.
Leaving the gang, yeah.
Which was another, you know, win scenario for you, but if you still want him dead, I suppose you can shoot him in the back once you're done here.
Write his name with the poison that permanently corrupts our souls.
He drank the whiskey.
That's true, you can do that too.
It's out of my hands. It's out of my hands. It's up to Jules.
Okay.
But Morgan Red looks you hard in the eye. Turns to the person he knows as Samantha, I believe is the name you are going Walker. With. Think y'all had a touch of wisdom you maybe didn't even know you had.
Oh no. He's gonna walk out and hit those bear traps.
Or Red stands up like, I don't think you're any more cut out for this than I am anymore. He takes his gun off his belt, leaves it on the bar, and walks out the door.
There goes a real man.
There goes a real man.
He then steps outside. I assume he still sees Molasses Army crawling over to Thingamajig, who's around a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Shakes his head, gets on his horse, starts riding out to where his outlaws are. Now,
immediately falls in a bear trap.
I am going to pull here to see if he hits a bear trap.
Please don't hit the bear trap.
And I'm going to do it by drawing from the intervention deck. Because that seems more story appropriate.
Absolutely.
Oh, hope we get that tower, baby.
Disaster.
Love the tower.
Disaster.
Oh, I haven't drawn. Are you yet. Kidding? I haven't drawn yet.
Okay.
Oh,
no.
I was like, that's not a major arcana.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, it is the tower, but yeah.
Strength, bravery, compassion, focus, inner strength.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
A great deal of inner understanding that radiates power. So, Morgan...
He doesn't even go towards them, right?
No, like, no, he does. He sees your bear traps. He knows that you are planning something, but he ignores what might be that desire to stop you, to get revenge for what you might be trying to do, and he rides towards his gang.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
Willingly stepped in a bear trap.
No, he avoids the bear traps. He sees them.
He's got a kid to get back to.
You don't hear the conversation that happens with the gang. But you do see most of them leave. One of them rides into town. Morgan told him about the bear trap, so he avoids them.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Hey, hey, hey!
You step in that bear trap right now.
Huh?
Where's your fucking hideout? I'm sick of this.
I was coming to tell you, Morgan's disbanding the gang. He's gonna, you know, cut us loose. I was told to come back here and tell you where the hideout is so you can get your stuff, because he pretty quickly realized, like, no offense, your ability to keep secrets, not great.
Okay, but we get our stuff?
Yes.
We still get to keep our stuff?
Yes, he's going to leave that for you to claim at the hideout. And
you're all okay with us just taking our stuff?
We were there because of Morgan. If Morgan tells us to give you stuff back, we listen to Morgan.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Day. Okay. This guy had some charisma that, I'm going to be honest, I didn't pick up on initially. I didn't give him enough credit, maybe.
He had his wayward boys, his sons, his surrogate sons, that he was okay with shooting in the head, but they were misbehaving.
Yeah.
But yes, so
tell me, do you cry when you hear the song Father Figure, which again in this universe
came
was
much earlier.
much earlier.
Or Cat's Cradle.
Cat's dead. And he just starts crying as he leads you all to where the hideout is.
Wow.
You're all, you know, once like he points out like, well, here's all the stuff we took from that train. You're able to load most of it on. There's a few odds and ends that just seem like they took that don't have any real value. And to be fair, you weren't really told to return it. So you take what's yours and the Pony Express mail, which you were told to return as well. So you grab that. And, you know, you still got about a day and a half in this town before the next train arrives. So, you know, the town celebrates you, thanks you for what you've done. You know, you get drinks, rooms, no payment needed. As, you know, the general store owner told you, no payment needed on all the stuff you got. I don't know if you keep it, because you didn't really use any of it. You might just give it back to him.
We buried a couple hastily buried bear traps. That I bet so many bear traps, we didn't get them all.
No, there's still like half a pallet of them sitting there.
There are a couple of them still buried in this main thoroughfare that, like, I forgot where they're buried, so it's going to be a problem down the line.
Morgan, no hard feelings for shooting me, you know.
I'm not going to hold Morgan's that against Morgan's not in the fort when you go. You don't see him again.
Well, I say it out symbolically, so he knows that I am okay with the fact that he shot me, and next time I
won't.
Here's my
question. Did any of you take the devil?
Yes, I did. I did take that. Oh, you took, okay. It was on the bar right next to me, so I would have pocketed it.
Oh, the guy.
I mean, I don't know that you should keep the devil. You've already got an Arcana arm.
Hello?
I feel like I should have an Arcana arm. It's not fair. We went through this whole adventure together. We got closest friends. We're basically family now. I feel like I should have an Arcana arm.
Credence goes, but boss, protecting you is my job.
Oh, damn, that's cool, actually. Ah, damn, I like that.
He got
you. Oh, that's good. He did get me. Ooh, he got me. Ooh,
So, as you all had this conversation, got me. What can I say? Your celebration in the town, we take that fade out back to the storyteller who was telling us this tale. He smacks his lips, having refreshed himself and finished his story. Stands up, tips his hat to the man. Well, I hope you learned something in this tale. Always a lesson to be learned. Seems to me, doesn't matter what power you think you got. Always comes down to what you're going to do with it. Now it's time for this old poke to just kind of wander around. Have a good day now. The wind blows the saloon doors open of where he's standing. Almost to open it for him. And as that wind blows, it kicks back his old duster, and we see on the hip of this man a pistol emblazoned with the symbol of the fool as he wanders into the desert.
Oh, intrigue.
And that's
it. Bravissimo.
Yes.
We love. Great game.
Love it. Thank you for letting us be very, very silly.
Yeah, sorry.
Once again,
I was so far away from my Arcana arm.
I can't help it.
I do have to ask before we close, what was Thingamajig's Arcana arm? What did it look like?
So it was his swagger stick. You know how most, like you get the sword cane thing, it unfolds, it's a sword gun.
I figured wait, as much wait, when wait. You described it, as like, oh, a swagger stick, that's going to be it. If it's going to be anything on him, he's not going to have...
If we hadn't killed those two goons with the guards, I was going to shoot them twice because I had seen Red shoot people to pay them. So I was going to be like, ah, yes, I've given you twice what you were offered by your boss. Two bullets instead of one.
Nice.
How droll.
But it never came to pass.
Never came to pass, and I was like, oh, when we get this big confrontation, I'm going to be forced to draw my Arcana arm outside. No. But instead, we got to play within a play, which I like so much better.
It's so funny. The next card I was going to draw, it was my fucking arms.
That's lunatic.
I was nowhere near. I was nowhere near it, so that's...
Looney Tunes solutions to problems are always the best solutions to problems.
I do like it. I do like it. Thank you so much for showing us this game.
Thank you so much for playing my game.
Anytime.
But it's not just my game, and I feel, you know, here I should address my other designers. We have another designer by the name of Ali Shabor. He does not have a lot of social media. He didn't want to be plugged on anything. He just wanted his name recognized here. We also have another designer who, unfortunately, due to some family circumstances, wasn't able to get me what he wanted read on the show. He goes by Builder Mantis on Discord. I won't give you his ID tag because it's not appropriate. But he's also helping us design the game, and I wish him all the best in what's going on in his life at the moment. I know this episode's going to come out probably once that has resolved a bit more, but still, in the moment, I wish him nothing but the best and nothing but a quick recovery for him and his family.
Okay.
But yeah, that is it.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Mistreated Blues by Mississippi Lightning and Out West by Alsever Lake. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy. That's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry, we'll be back next week with an all-new series of Firebrands. As usual, we end One Shot with a call to action, and heroes, I would hit 5calls.org and I would find out about the Resist Act, and I would call your senators immediately. This is a very dangerous piece of legislation. It is worth doing your own research on, but I think that this is something we can all get behind and make sure that the Senate does not pass it. Please, take some time, call your representatives, 5calls.org. Thank you.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest OneShot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. OneShot is a production of the OneShot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. Yeah.
The history of role-playing games is weird and wild, and we here at System Mastery are determined to look through it all.
Every heartbreaker that drove a man to bankruptcy to see his vision of D&D with Philly-specific armor maintenance rules come to fruition.
Every game where you get increasingly certain as you read it that this is all just one person's weird fetish.
Every system that painstakingly recreates how medieval life was really like, and then also you can cast Fireball.
The System Mastery podcast wallows in the filth of RPG history. Come!
Join us in the muck
at System Mastery.